So we also gather as civil society groups, ordinary people, for what we call the SADC People's Summit. And this has become customary every year as a way of reclaiming the civic space for the people, reminding the SADC leaders that leadership is about the people. So 2 days before they meet, we meet as the people who gave them the mandate to govern. We deliberate on issues that matter to us. And on their first day of the meeting, we deliver a communication to them about what we expect from them.
Have they acknowledged receipt of the communication you sent to them about what your expectations are?
It is customary for the chairperson to receive that communication. We are confident that the new chairperson is going to receive that communication today.
Do they really act on some of your expectations, and do they communicate to you about the fact that they are working on it?
There are many ways of understanding this. At first, the expectations that have come from the People's Summit, the Democracy Cluster, there are mainly four of them. The first one, which is around upholding fundamental freedoms, which has got to do with safeguarding of the civic space. As you know, this summit is happening within the context where a lot of activists are being arrested, not only in Zimbabwe, but in the SADC region. So we are calling upon them to uphold fundamental freedoms, protect civic space, and specifically to dedicate a task force which will review and revise the laws that restrict the civic space. The second expectation has got to do with strengthening regional electoral systems so that we encourage participation, especially of the marginalized groups. We combat violence and polarization and improve dispute resolution mechanisms and conflict transformation so that we restore the people's confidence in democracy. The third expectation has got to do with local governance, which has got to do with a lot of service delivery, resources to local authorities, decentralization, and devolution. And the fourth has got to do with protection of minority communities, which is realizing that there are many minority communities within the SADC region whose livelihoods, whose welfare is being ignored. And we are saying there is need for SADC region to come up with a framework to protect those marginalized communities, to make sure that we have truly inclusive development.
What is the major takeaway after your summit and the plan to ensure that these leaders work on these major concerns you have?
The first thing which the people deliberated about is solidarity. The people said, as a region, as the people of the region, we need to connect our struggles. We don't need to work in isolation. And if we are able to connect our struggles, we should be able to make more impact with our leaders. The second issue that came is political accountability. This is to counter lack of political will from political leaders. So we want to be able to create political accountability and enforcement, a monitoring and enforcement mechanism that ensures that the SADC member states comply with the SADC treaty. So, for example, under the democracy issues that were raised around the elections, our elections that bring more violence and more fear and intimidation, the people agreed that we are going to come up with a SADC People's Electoral Pact, which brings all the SADC people together around the question of elections in the SADC regions and draw a line in the sand and hold the leaders to account for the standards to do with the elections. So that's just an example of how the people have resolved that they need to hold the SADC leaders to account for implementation of the SADC treaty.